So I'm going to start with the musical transitions, because since this is woven through the entire morning or afternoon or time that you have with children, the transition time is the most difficult with young children. And because of that, music really helps them. I feel that it builds focus on their task. For instance, in our school, we had to go down a number of stairs and hold on to a railing. And instead of saying over and over, "Please hold on the railing, hold on the railing," we would all sing, "Hold on to the railing so you won't go sailing." And we had a little tune that carried that along, and the children would sing it and hold on to the railing without having me, you know, because it was a safety concern. The same with walking down the hall. We could just, in any tune, you just walking, 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 and they would walk down the hall. We're going to all, let's follow so-and-so, go to the bathroom. And they'd all follow to the bathroom. So all these transition times were sung to the children, and they understood what was going on, and they listened. On top of that, their autonomy and their initiative were strengthened because they were doing it themselves. They were singing the song and telling themselves to hold on to the railing and to sit down in the circle. On top of that, we always started and ended our day, or we do continue to, with music and singing a greeting song, because then they feel wanted and loved and part of, you know, the whole group is together. And so I played, could you put on, Ella Jenkins is one of the greatest music persons. Jumbo.
Jumbo,
Jumbo,
Jumbo sana, Jumbo,
Jumbo sana, Jumbo,
Jumbo,
Jumbo
sana, Jumbo,
Jumbo sana, Jumbo.
Recently, I had an opportunity to visit East Africa, and two of the countries that I visited were
I always ended with a Spanish song, and this was one that came relationship-wise through a parent, and it went,
"Adios, amigos, goodbye, my friends, hasta la vista, till we meet again,"
and they would say that every time when they would leave the class, and it ended. We gave them that transition. So I really, transitions being one of the major things with young children, anything you can do to feed those kind of musical links into it, it'll be a much easier process. And it does bring focus. Many times I also started with exercise, because some of the children needed to get their mind, their brains together. You know, they just needed to do this, and it kind of clicked their brains in to be more focused. So this is where you get into the brain theory. There is convincing evidence that active music experiences, such as singing or learning to play an instrument, can enhance brain development. In my room, playing an instrument was shaking eggs, hitting rhythm sticks, or making a drum on your knees. And what they have found is it's the active, because children learn through seeing, through hearing, and through moving. And so the combination of all three of these things enhances the brain. Now, these two men actually wrote up in a neurosurgical review, and this was part of an article in Young Children, but these men did that where they put dye in the brain, and they can see how the brain colors up, and they know things are happening, and that a child is learning. That's what's so fascinating with that piece of it. Early childhood wants to be able to have kind of empirical proof that what we do is working. We know it intuitively, but for the world at large, they have to see, okay, the brain colored, so that child is obviously learning language or math or whatever. So this is one of the scientific studies about music and the importance. This woman has an internet site, Songs for Teaching, and with extensive lists of music that you can use on all different themes throughout a classroom. She says the use of music in the classroom is consistent with theories of multisensory learning. Research suggests that the more senses we use, the deeper and broader the degree of learning. And we know that ourselves. I mean, if we look at something, listen to something, and do it, we understand it. It's like teaching a class. When you teach the class, you learn the material. So you have to use all your senses. So with these young children, when they do all these things with music, linking the two parts of their brain together, they're going to pick up a lot of other learning as well, and they're going to have a lot of fun doing it. Now, rhymes, rhythms, and repetition is one of my favorite things. And again, as a transitional thing, I always would do, before we'd eat our snack, we'd go like, do you know the muffin man? I mean, I'd sing it. Do you know the muffin man? All the rhymes and all the nursery things that we would do in the finger plays, we did the rhythm. Because that helps them with the rhythm of language. And it just, it's calming. And it works. So, use a lot of rhymes, rhythms, and repetition. They learn through this phonemes, which is they have found that if you have a phonemical awareness, that's the awareness of the sounds of words. And a lot of them are nonsense words, like willoughby, wallaby, woo. And even the nursery rhymes, do you know the muffin man? I mean, they're silly. They don't make a lot of sense. I'm going to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. You know that one? I'm going to eat, you do the vowels. Eight, 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 apples and bananas. Go through all the sounds like that. And if you do that, the children hear the funny sounds. With willoughby, wallaby, woo, we do all their names. So it'll be willoughby, wallaby, Gretchen. My name being Gretchen. Gretchen. An elephant sat on Gretchen. So we'd go around and they'd kind of cringe when you didn't say their name properly. But they got the sense. That's a W. The W sound, and it's a silly word. And they pick up sounds. So if they pick up these sounds and then they get into first grade or kindergarten and they're starting with reading, it helps them and they learn much more quickly. On top of that, this whole mathematical sense of pattern and of sequence you can pick up through rhymes, rhythms, and repetitions. There's a whole lot of music. Hap Palmer has a lot of wonderful nursery rhymes. And nursery rhymes are kind of forgotten today. You probably remember a lot of, we did a lot of nursery rhymes early on, but now a lot of those are forgotten. And some of them have very strange words, like the baby and the rockabye baby falls down. I mean, I never used that one because what the cradle will rock and when the branch breaks, baby falls. So, you know, maybe some of them you kind of change a little bit. Or the old woman that lived in the shoe. And she whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. I always just say she kissed them all soundly and put them to bed. Or, you know, you can change some of that, but a lot of them, the words are strange. But they do teach sounds, and that was the earliest sound teaching that used to happen through nursery rhymes. Finger plays. Another way, and again, can be sung. I always did the one about glasses. Whenever I'd start work, I'd go, since I have glasses, here are my glasses, here is my book. I put on my glasses and open up my book. Then I read, 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 and I look, look, look. I take off my glasses and close up my book. Sounds silly, but you know what? It's the way of transitioning them into reading. And this is a Lori Berkner one. It brings focus to them because they're all of a sudden very busy doing that. And they're learning story design. Three parts. The beginning, you put your glasses on and you open up your book. The middle, you're reading it. And at the end, you take off your glasses and close your book. Beginning, middle, and end. And little children, that's a very important thing to learn. When that you do a dictation, a lot of times their stories just sprawl. They have to learn. They begin it, they have a middle, and they have an end. On top of that, with the finger plays, there's a lot of, you know, finger coordination that you can do with them. That's a lot of fun.